We've got Adam Pengelly from the Sydney Morning Herald along to talk some racing. Morning, Adam.
CS, Berkey, good morning, boys.
Morning.
Look, what's happening with the Tyrrell races this weekend in Sydney? Are we getting a bit of a split, are we?
Yeah, a bit of conjecture around, Dave, that the ACC might look at splitting the division into two races, basically. With 33 nominations yesterday for the Randwick program this Saturday, as we know, it's coming up to sort of English Millennium and Golden Slipper time. There's been a lot of conjecture in the industry, probably the last sort of 4 or 5 weeks in particular, about potentially the lack of two-year-old races available in Sydney and the provincial areas from a lot of owners and trainers. Now, I can sort of understand why. For me personally, guys, once the Spring Carnival finishes, once we get in New South Wales sort of through the Hunter and the Gong and in Melbourne through the Melbourne Cup Carnival, I just want to dive into two-year-old racing all throughout the December and January period. And a lot of trainers and owners are saying there's basically just not enough races on. But I can also remember in previous years sort of waking up and having a look at the form on a Saturday and, there's, you know, have a race with 5 and 6 runners in a two-year-old race. So sometimes the horse population's not there. So it'll be very interesting to see what the ACC does with this program this week. They split it into two and try and give these owners and trainers a bit more of a chance to qualify for some of the bigger races around the corner. So many unraced horses nominated for this week as well. So I'd love to see a couple of two-year-old races there on the weekend. Certainly add some interest to what is going to be a pretty, I'd say, low-key Randwick card.
Now, Adam, what's the plan for Tufano this autumn?
Yeah, this story sort of caught my interest a little bit, Berkey. Yesterday, Mike Moroney's basically come out and saying that Tufano won't be seen pretty much throughout the autumn carnival in Sydney. She might be set for a Brisbane winter carnival campaign. Hasn't been seen since she ran in the Everest in the VRC Sprint Classic late in the spring last year. She won a spot in the Everest, obviously, finished down the track and behind Bivouac again in the VRC Sprint. But so they're having some troubles with her, and they found that she was sustained or had a bit of a kidney infection. It was only found when a vet was working on a horse, a stablemate next door to her barn, basically, and smelt the urine and thought something's not quite right here with this mare, and they got some tests done and it was a kidney infection. So jeez. Mike Moroney basically said that it's a rare case, something he has barely seen in all his 20, 30 years of training. So let's hope she's okay and we stay up there in Brisbane for a couple of the feature sprints throughout the winter carnival.
What about CJ Graham? How is she?
Yeah, she's okay. Okay, Dave. She had a bit of an incident there at Lismore there on the weekend on Sunday. She sustained some compression fractures to her vertebrae and her neck, a C3, C4 and C5. So she was admitted to Lismore Hospital. Obviously, she's just resting. I think the early indications are she's going to be out of the saddle for basically about a month or so, potentially a little bit longer. So our thoughts go out to CJ. She's just starting to get a bit of a roll on in town, getting up, picking up a few rides with her claim. So unfortunately, that's going to halt her momentum. But let's hope she'll be back in the saddle a little bit sooner rather than later. It's been a bit of torrid time for the jockeys, hasn't it, in the last couple of weeks. Brad Varela had that really nasty fall last week. Justin Huxtable was kicked by the horse on the Gold Coast. So as the great TK used to say, we might question their decisions sometimes, but we never question their courage or character.
Isn't that so true? I mean, I played a game of rugby union for a couple of years. I tell you what, though, what the jockeys do,
it's funny,
is unbelievable.
It's funny, Adam. I don't know how you would be, Berkey, but I'm the same. When we've been to the Hunter Valley and say I've been with Loz and we've gone and looked at the horses and you get in the sort of the yard with them. Loz has said, you know, I'll have Gordon Tallis running at me every day, but 100%. This little tiny quiet mare walks up and he gets a bit jumpy.
You get jittery.
Would you get jittery?
Oh my God! I mean, that's exactly right. You just get jittery. That's the one. And the nerves of steel that these guys and girls have is quite incredible. Adam, but to finish off, mate, the Australia Stakes. What's happening there?
Yeah, very small entries, Berkey. This is the feature race almost all around Australia. Basically,
it's a bit embarrassing. It's a bit embarrassing, to be honest.
It's a Group 2 sprint at Moonee Valley on Friday night. The nominations closed yesterday. 5 runners. 5. That's it.
That's it.
And Astoria and Streets Avalon are basically the only horses that are rated over 100. And let's be fair, they're not, you know, top liners, are they, really? So I remember when this Australia Stakes, this is going way back when, probably 8 or 9 years ago now. Black Caviar ran this race, Dave, if you remember.
Yeah.
If this was during the time when the Australian Open tennis was on, and
it was.
They cut the coverage in the tennis to go to the live race and Moonee Valley to watch Black Caviar.
Yeah,
And now we've got a race this weekend where they've extended nominations, obviously, but they have only 5 sprinters. I know it's a little bit early before the autumn carnival. A lot of the good horses are still only trialling, but it is quite poor, really, to only have 5 runners. Sometimes it can happen, but unfortunately, if it stays the way it is, it won't be a strong betting race there on Friday night at Moonee Valley.
No, I mean, we've got Arcadia Prince, which is a 95 rater first up, by Surian, 102 rater, Streets of Avalon first up, Tavisan and Widgie Turf. I mean, surely there's got to be more horses around, considering, you know, what is it? It is a Group 2. I thought there would have been more females, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it doesn't scream Group 2 race, does it, Dave? And potentially the Patent Committee might even look at it, but it continues like this to trend for a couple of years. They've got the option to downgrade it to a Group 3 or a listed race. So I'm not saying they're going to do that, but sustained run of poor fields and poor quality, that possibly could happen. But it's it's quite embarrassing, I must admit, at the moment.
Yeah. Adam, mate, we'll let you go. Just a bit of a tip for you. Do you think the Aussies will bowl out the Indians today?
I was just speaking to Kutniak off air just then. I think we're in a bit of trouble, boys. What do you think? I just think the attack, it looks tired, to be honest, after Sydney. Nathan Lyon, I know we're celebrating his 100th test, but let's be honest, he's had a pretty poor series. He hasn't taken the amount of wickets he would have liked to. Starkey's injury, I think, is a massive concern. Like, if you've got a hamstring injury, it doesn't matter how minor it is, you're going to struggle to run in a bowl at 140 clicks all day, aren't you? So I think they need something from Cameron Green today, desperately. I know he hasn't taken a test wicket yet, but I've got a feeling he's going to be used. I think Nathan Lyon really needs to stand up. And the pitch, it was doing some funny things yesterday, wasn't it? So,
yeah.
There's a little bit of hope there for the Aussies, but I mean, the Indian batting still is pretty solid to me. So I reckon we're in for a very, very intriguing day today.
And because you're working, obviously, for the Sydney Morning Herald, mate, across all the sports, your thoughts on the tennis? Because we've been talking a lot about this morning. Bernie Tomic, Kyrgios, what do you think about this Aussie Open?
Demands from Djokovic.
What Tomic says, what did his girlfriend say about playing video games 11 hours a day or something?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
He's just going to get knocked out in the first round and pick up his 100 grand and be out of there, won't he? So, yep.
It's only 90, mate. It's all right.
I can understand their frustration to an extent, but let's be honest, they've got to play by the rules. If they're in hard lockdown after someone on their flight tested positive, bad luck, just suck it up and deal with it. And a lot of other people are going to be in the same boat. So just move on.
Do you know, it's like when the Indian cricketers criticised the hotel the other day in Brisbane, I think it was. Elisa Healy came out and said, "Hey guys, we're in a privileged position here. We play sport for a living. It's a hobby, and we're making a living out of it. So we need to sort of, I suppose, get a grip." I reckon.
Well, I'll tell you what, Berkey. If I was guaranteed to get 100 grand for just spending 2 weeks in a hotel room, and getting knocked out in the first round, guess what?
You'd have a crack.
I
think a lot of people would.
So, listen, I think I put things in perspective. They're extremely privileged in what they do. Just suck it up. Get on with it.